You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with Joan Windrum, floral expert, co-founder of Blooms by the Box, one of the largest online wholesale floral marketplaces for do-it-yourself creatives and brides. Joan, a pleasure to have you with us today on E-Commerce Radio.
Well, thanks very much for having me. I can't wait to talk to you about it.
And we're certainly looking forward to hearing all about it as well. So for starters, what was the biggest challenge getting Blooms by the Box off the ground?
Well, that's an easy one. It was definitely our shipping and delivery. I think shipping is a huge issue for every online retailer. People are used to not paying for shipping. They don't want to pay for shipping because it's sort of as a mindset of getting out of going to the store. For us, though, it had some special challenges because what we are shipping, fresh-cut flowers, are not only fragile, but they're perishable and they're heavy. So back in the beginning, when we were really shipping out of one location on the East Coast, this stuff has to make it overnight. You can't be sitting around in a little brown truck all day. So those costs became very prohibitive. Getting it there the next day safely, packaged properly, we went through a lot of experimenting with our packaging materials, our liners, how to keep things cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and really working through those obstacles. Over time, we were able to really negotiate better rates with a lot of our carriers. We expanded our distribution base so that we're actually shipping now from around the country, so you're really cutting a lot of that effort in half, which helps a lot. All that makes it so important to getting the stuff to the customers in perfect condition.
And no question about that. So why would someone want to buy flowers from Blooms by the Box instead of hiring a florist?
Well, you know, many of our customers, a big, huge bunch of them, are brides-to-be and wedding planners and event planners. And they're trying to manage really tight budgets that have a lot of different elements in them. But they still want gorgeous bouquets and arrangements at their events. They want to really make an impact. They also want to be able to really show their own personal side. By buying flowers from Blooms and doing their own arrangements, they can spend really about half of what they would do with a retail florist. We have, you know, some brides do find it a little daunting at first to think about doing it, but we have put together so many resources for them, tutorials, blog entries, lots of inspiration boards. But our biggest thing is our staff that we keep on hand, where they can call up and say, how many do I need? How do I make this bouquet? I would love something that looks like this. So in taking those extra steps, not only do they get something really, really creatively theirs, but they save a lot of money in the process. And that's money that they can go to get their dream band or that dress, you know, the thing that they've always dreamed of.
If you would, Joan, get into what's behind the growth of the do-it-yourself market today.
There are a few things fueling it. Certainly the cost for once, for first, you know, being able to save money, not going out and getting all of those add-ons when you're buying things in a finished state or from a third party. But I think the biggest really inspiration is the social media explosion. With things like Pinterest and Instagram these days, when they're doing, and again, I'm speaking in terms of brides, because of my particular market, but this really applies in many different areas. People are seeing and being inspired by references and resources from all over the world, and they can flip through and find anything and tag things and sort of build a vision. And being able to DIY it really makes them feel like they can do some of this on their own. And also, I think that styles have gotten a lot more relaxed. In recent years, you know, find me a bride who is filling her registry with china and silver like used to be done back in the day. Everybody's looking for a more loose, organic vibe, And that really lends itself well to the DIY marketplace, especially in terms of flowers, because you don't need that sort of structured, really formal look to an arrangement that used to be much harder to do than if you're now looking at a hand-tied bouquet and more of a draping look and things in various different bottles. Nobody's looking for everything to be exactly uniform. That's sort of gone now. It's more relaxed and let everything have its own little look to it to carry on to an overall theme. So it's all very, very suited to the DIY trends.
Joining us today is Joan Windrum, floral expert and co-founder of Blooms by the Box, one of the largest online wholesale floral marketplaces for do-it-yourself creatives and brides here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Joan, how does an online business reach a national market?
Well, social media and SEO optimization on your website, it's a never-ending effort. For us, because we focus so much on the content of our site to provide our customers help working with the product and how to use the product, it sort of inherently becomes very content rich and allows us to really fight through that space in the noise of the national market. We work very hard to keep our social media calendar very full to get the word out. But our best weapon, though, and really for most companies, is absolutely our reputation. The world at large can take you up or down in a minute online these days with the information that's available about your company and your services online. So we really kind of go above and beyond to try to make sure we satisfy our customers, because people do talk, and you really want them saying something good about you. And that's how it really works around in an organic way, without going out and laying out hundreds of thousands of dollars on national campaigns. I mean, we're really talking about a smaller-based online business, or one that started out small, like Blooms by the Box, that is now so much bigger than it was, 10 years ago.
And most helpful information there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, how do you keep up with all the changes in online technology? It probably has your head spinning.
It's a challenge. Every day there's a new platform or tool that pops up. For instance, Instagram is now coming up with add-ons that's going to allow direct shop right off of Instagram feeds, which is already growing. It's going to be huge. Fortunately, we have a pretty strong IT background at Blooms, and we have to keep up with these changes. I mean, Google changes their algorithms like I change my shoes. So every day, what worked yesterday is now no longer correct today, and sometimes it can actually even hurt you. So it's very important to stay on top of what those trends are, keep your ear to the ground, look at there's a number of good SEO newsletters. You've got to look at the sourcing of them, but make sure that they're reliable. Get the right teams in place to keep an eye on your analytics, and then really evaluate every different channel that comes up. For instance, a bride is not looking on LinkedIn for wedding flowers, but they live on Pinterest and Instagram. On the other hand, professional services organizations, lawyers, any B2B operation, they're not going to go on Instagram. They're better off either advertising on LinkedIn and Twitter or putting pointed content on those channels. So you have to look and see what is actually right for you and for your market and for your product line, because they're all good, but they're all good for different people and for different reasons. And there's always a limit, I don't care how big you are, to your budget and your bandwidth, what you're able to get done. So you have to really pick and choose carefully to make sure that you are leveraging all of your resources exactly the right way to the best of your company's ability, and really staying on top of your site's analytics and understanding where the traffic is coming from and understanding what's working and what's not.
And some more added great and outstanding advice, and I'm sure the listeners appreciate that. Lastly, and in conclusion, what advice do you have for someone wanting to start an e-commerce company like yourself?
Well, it's been a while for us, and I'll tell you, there's really no such thing as an overnight sensation. Well, there may be one or two here or there, but they generally don't last very long. you need to be prepared to put a lot of work into it. You know, for the first year, you're going to be pretty invisible to the major search engines. Just because you've put your hand up in the middle of the classroom doesn't mean you're going to get called on. You really need to work all the free areas, the social media channels, building your website content, making sure you're really working it out to make it something that the search engines are going to pick up. Stay on top of what they're looking for. Be careful about trying to pay your way through with pay-per-click unless somebody's got a big pile of money that they're fueling you to do that, because that can be a very, very costly alternative. And not always, if you're not sure of how that works in the beginning, it can be a very costly, unfortunate waste of time. But, you know, circling back around to what I said earlier, you need to make sure that your customer has a great user experience above all and everything else, and treat your customers right. We went recently and in the last year or so implemented online reviews, which is a little scary at first because you think that people are going to take the opportunity to say something negative. Well, the truth is that before reviews, the only time you heard from customers is if there was a problem. When we put the reviews in, our reviews are overwhelmingly positive. Very rarely do we get one. And that helps. That helps a lot with your online presence. It helps a lot with your search engine results because the search engines look to see that you're using certain review tools, and they will promote and show those. And so, but the core of all that is make sure you treat them right in the first place so you get the reviews that you need. And if you treat them right, they will come.
Well stated, and that's a great place to conclude. Definitely treating the customers the way they want to be treated, and the rest will fall into place. Joan, thanks for joining us here today. You've done an outstanding job here in what you've created through Blooms by the Box. How can listeners get further information, and how can they shop Blooms by the Box?
Well, they can do both at www.bloomsbythebox.com.
It can't get any easier than that. Again, Joan, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
We have been speaking with Joan Windrum, floral expert and co-founder of Blooms by the Box, one of the largest online wholesale floral marketplaces for do-it-yourself creatives and brides. And for all the details and to shop around, visit BloomsByTheBox.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.